This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Two tragic deaths in Massachusetts, those of John O'Keefe and Sandra Birchmore, have raised serious concerns about misconduct within the local police departments. Allegations have emerged suggesting a pattern of law enforcement officers protecting their own, as both cases involve strikingly similar personnel and troubling claims of cover-ups. In small suburban towns where people tend to know one another, such allegations can be especially unsettling. But these claims are more than whispers. With multiple officers allegedly implicated in both cases, the deaths of Birchmore and O'Keefe are stirring public outcry and demands for independent investigations. What really happened in those quiet homes? And could those who were supposed to uphold the law have played a part in silencing the truth? Let's start with the case of John O'Keefe, a Boston police officer, and his girlfriend, Karen Reed. It was a cold and snowy night on January 29, 2022. John O'Keefe and Karen had spent the evening out together, a typical night of socializing and seeing friends. But as the night turned into the early hours of the morning, everything went wrong. O'Keefe was found unresponsive in a snowbank just outside fellow officer Brian Albert's home in Canton, Massachusetts. The investigation quickly turned its focus to Karen Reed. She was soon charged with second-degree murder. The prosecution alleged that after dropping John off, she struck him with her car, unintentionally or otherwise, and left him in the freezing cold. But from the start, Reed's defense team pushed back against the charges, maintaining her innocence and suggesting that someone else might be responsible. Specifically, they pointed to the possibility that those present at the Albert residence, fellow law enforcement officers, could know more than they were letting on. One crucial moment in the case comes from the initial response to the scene. Officer Michael Lank, one of the first officers to arrive, reportedly heard Reed admit she might have hit O'Keefe with her vehicle. A moment of raw, frantic fear, perhaps. But despite this alleged statement, it was curiously left out of his official report, raising questions about how the investigation was being handled right from the start. And Officer Lank's name doesn't just come up in the case of John O'Keefe. His involvement in a separate, eerily similar case, the death of 23-year-old Sandra Birchmore, has further fueled suspicions of police interference. Sandra Birchmore's story is tragic, no matter how you look at it. She was a young woman with dreams of becoming a police officer herself, someone who admired those in uniform and trusted them with her life. But in February 2021, just over a year before O'Keefe's death, Sandra was found dead in her apartment in Canton. Her death was initially ruled a suicide, but the more investigators began to look into her case, the more troubling the details became. At the center of the Sandra Birchmore case is a Stoughton police officer named Matthew Farwell. Farwell is accused of grooming Birchmore from the time she was just 15 years old. He was 27 at the time and used his position of authority and her trust in him to manipulate her into a sexual relationship. Over the years, their interactions continued, and just before her death, Birchmore had allegedly become pregnant with Farwell's child. But Matthew Farwell wasn't the only officer with whom Birchmore had been involved. In the weeks leading up to her death, text messages show that Farwell's twin brother, William, met with Birchmore for a sexual encounter in the parking lot of her apartment building, knowing full well that she was pregnant with his brother's child. It's a damning piece of evidence, one that paints a disturbing picture of the relationships that played a role in Sandra's final days. Yet, despite the evidence pointing toward misconduct, the initial investigation ruled Sandra's death as a suicide. Birchmore's family and others close to the case were left stunned. Sandra had been making plans for her baby's future. She wasn't exhibiting signs of someone who was planning to end her life. And then there's the detail that Matthew Farwell was allegedly at Sandra's apartment the day she died, after dropping his wife off for a planned C-section. The question becomes, why would Sandra take her life with such a future in front of her? Was it really suicide, or was there something far more sinister at play? Federal investigators are now alleging that Sandra Birchmore's death was not a suicide at all. Instead, they believe it was a murder, carefully staged by Matthew Farwell to cover up nearly a decade of abuse and manipulation. The allegations have sent shockwaves through the local community. How could this have happened? Was there a deliberate attempt to cover up the truth? What's more, the deeper investigators dig, the more they uncover about the involvement of multiple officers. It's not just Matthew Farwell who stands accused. Both Farwell brothers, William and Matthew, were allegedly involved in inappropriate relationships with Birchmore. And Officer Lank, who was present at both the O'Keefe and Birchmore crime scenes, finds his name coming up again and again. Could there be a pattern of law enforcement officers protecting one another? And how deep does this protection go? Suspicion about police cover-ups extends beyond the relationships and alleged mishandling of these investigations. Reports have surfaced suggesting that William Farwell ran unauthorized law enforcement database queries on both himself and Sandra Birchmore. These suspicious searches were done after Birchmore's death, and they only add to the mounting questions about how far the misconduct might reach. As more details of the Birchmore case have emerged, the public has grown increasingly angry. With evidence pointing to a cover-up in her death, and with the same officers appearing in both the Birchmore and O'Keefe cases, the community has been left demanding answers. The cries for an independent investigation into both deaths have become louder, with people questioning whether the Canton and Stoughton police departments can be trusted to investigate their own. There's a growing loss of trust in the local police. After all, if officers are implicated in such serious allegations, how can they be relied upon to tell the truth? The public outcry has been overwhelming, and there are increasing calls for police reform, not just in these small Massachusetts towns, but across the state. As for the legal fallout, it's already begun. Matthew Farwell has been arrested by the FBI, facing charges of murder and staging Sandra Birchmore's death. He's also been charged with statutory rape for his sexual relationship with Birchmore when she was still a minor. Birchmore's family has filed a civil lawsuit against the Farwell brothers, as well as other Stoughton police officers, accusing them of exploiting Birchmore and contributing to her death. The Canton and Stoughton police departments are facing their own reckoning as internal affairs investigations are underway. These investigations aim to determine how the Birchmore and O'Keefe cases were handled and whether any officers should face disciplinary action or worse. If it turns out that officers deliberately omitted crucial evidence or interfered with these investigations, the consequences could be severe. And it's not just the local authorities who are watching. The media has taken a keen interest in these cases, with national outlets now reporting on the potential for systemic corruption within these police departments. Journalists have uncovered troubling connections, from the relationships between officers and victims to the possible conflicts of interest that have plagued the investigations from the start. The coverage has been damning, and it's leading many to question how such a breakdown in accountability could have occurred. Could officers have deliberately mishandled both the Birchmore and O'Keefe cases in order to protect their own? And if so, what does that mean for justice in these towns? As both cases continue to unfold, it's clear that the truth may still be elusive. The allegations are serious, and the consequences could reshape how these towns and the country view law enforcement. Families, friends, and communities are left wondering, will justice ever truly be served? Will the truth about John O'Keefe's and Sandra Birchmore's deaths finally come to light? Or will the pattern of protecting fellow officers and hiding the truth continue to obscure what really happened? For now, the fight for justice presses on. Investigations are ongoing, legal battles are being waged, and the public continues to demand accountability from a system that they believe may have failed them when they needed it the most. Whether the truth can ever fully emerge remains to be seen, but the questions these cases raise about power, trust, and the responsibility of law enforcement are not going away anytime soon.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.